Why he's not? A big kid for a guy that looks kind of like Bruce.
Good
for
God.
John Sebastian. Are you wearing John Sebastian's sideburns? Are you?
How come every time I come on here, you make some kind of reference to my appearance? Don't you get the auditory nature of the medium in which you work?
One of our writers, Bruce Cherry, has been trying to get a regular character on the show. I'm told his presentations have delighted staff and listeners alike. Yet for some reason, which remains unclear to Bruce, we have consistently refused to feature him on the show. Despite this, Bruce would like us to use the term prejudice. He doesn't give up. He's here again. Please welcome my dear friend Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very fine.
Fanfare,
Mark.
Please. Where is it? Come on. Where is it? Come on. Trent.
I see.
Nothing?
This is the kind of thing to which I am about to refer. And just interrupt me in the middle of that.
Don't worry, it was in delay, man.
Okay.
What do you got? What's going on?
Mark, last week while I was reviewing the raves on Morning's Edition blogs for some of the pieces I've been doing, I came across a pretty interesting one.
Okay, what do you got?
I could never understand why my pitches were routinely shot down until I read this posting. This is from a reader. Suddenly it all makes sense, okay?
Yeah.
If I may read.
Go ahead.
All right, from a reader. This is from a listener. Okay.
A reader?
Go.
I always thought Bruce Cherry was a black man. Just saw a picture on the internet. He still sounds black, though. Okay, Mark, maybe the reason I'm not getting stuff on is racism. I'm not saying it's overt, but maybe some soul searching is in order.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't land on Morning Sedition because Morning Sedition landed on me.
Now, I want to tell people that this is a real email. Now, look, Bruce, if you're black, you never told me.
You never asked. I have to ask. Why has there never been a regular African-American performer on this show? Now, at this point, I know what you're going to say. My co-host is black. Mark, I have to wonder if you're even aware of that. You weren't aware of my ethnic background.
Wait, whoa. You sure don't look black.
I'll admit I'm a lot lighter skinned than most of my people.
The black people?
No, white people. Okay, I'm pretty pasty. I spend a lot of time at the computer. Point is, my ancestors came from Africa about 80,000 years ago. Uh-huh. Before they settled into, I'm guessing, the Caucasus Mountains. Uh-huh. Now, all the characters I've been playing have been white, or a duck, or a monkey, or an extinct marsupial carnivore. But this week, I've created a character that will let me retain my ethnic identity. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The Bush administration has an energy mascot called the Energy Hog. You familiar with that?
Okay.
I thought, what if they created mascots for other causes dear to them? Now, what is the one thing the Bush administration is obsessed with?
The war on terror?
Exactly.
Okay.
Sexual abstinence.
What?
Here's the pitch. Each week you receive a visit from the Bush administration's spokesman for sexual abstinence, a soulful songster named Johnny Platonic, the abstinence machine.
Right.
He's black like me,
uh-huh.
but that's not all that he's about.
Okay?
Now let's go to script. Oh, by the way, I've written a new intro.
Okay. All right. Wait. Okay.
Here we go.
I'm ready. Here we go. The script. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is star time. Are you ready for star time?
And at this point, there's wild cheering and yelling, and everybody goes crazy the way we do.
I think I'm getting this. Okay. All right, yeah. All right, thank you. And thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to introduce to you at this particular time, national and international known. Whoa, wait a minute. Shouldn't that be nationally and internationally known?
It's called Ebonics. Just read the script, Cracker.
National and international known as the hardest working man in show business. Everybody shimmy and shake. It's Mr. Dynamite himself, the star of the show, Johnny Platonic, the abstinence machine. Welcome, Johnny.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Mayor, and it's great to be here.
Now, you travel the country with a message for young people.
That's right. The president has sent me out to tell the youth of this country that sex is wrong.
Do you believe sex is wrong?
It can be if it's done right. Damn, are we live?
And what advice do you give the kids on how to deal with the their urges?
I tell them, if you find yourself harboring a sexual thought, rub it out. Oh, yeah, baby, just like that.
All right. Now, how'd you come up with the name the abstinence machine?
I used to be known as the love machine. I changed it when I got this job. Frankly, abstinence machine sounds better than the relentless masturbation machine. That actually sounds vaguely threatening.
I understand you have a song about abstinence.
Yes, it's a reworking of an old song of mine. It's now called Abstinence Serenade. I'd like to perform it, if I may. Maestro? Yeah, baby. Put it on. Put it all on. I want to see you the way you came into the building. I want to feel clothes. Lots of clothes. Hell, I won't even feel them. Just wrap that stuff up, baby. I'm only human. And I want to see panties. Okay, I don't want to actually see them. That would be wrong. But I want to know you're wearing them. Big ones like your grandma has. And put on that brassiere, my dear. Flatten them bad puppies out. Because you and me, this night, we're going to play Scrabble. And we're going to do it like it's supposed to be done. Who knows what triple word scores go on behind closed doors. You and me, baby, in an abstinence serenade.
All right. Okay. All right, Bruce. That's the stupidest thing you've ever done. And I'm not being racist.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah. Riley wants to say something.
Mark, let me just say, totally on my own, this was simply overpowering. It made me think, and it made me ask myself, who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Bruce?
You're damn right. They say this cat Bruce is a bad
Your mouth.
I'm talking about Bruce.
Then I can dig it. Well, obviously, Riley gets it, Mark. And I thought nobody understood me but my woman.
I don't know, Bruce. What is this? I can't. I'm not going
to. Okay.
Wait,
okay.
That was quick.
I'm ready to cave on this one. But here.
That was
maybe,
so quick,
maybe we should just jettison the whole African-American thing.
Okay.
And how does this grab you? We still go with the spokesman thing. The abstinence rabbit, Johnny Steele.
Oh, that's a little inside joke
that's
there.
Right.
All right, buddy. Johnny Steele. Should I tell him who he is?
Feel free to.
He's a San Francisco comic who is anything but abstinent.
He's a legend.
He is a legend. Oh, boy. Well, thanks, Bruce. That was horrible. I don't even know if we're going to take calls on that one.
I believe it's supposed to be horrible.
Yeah?
And this time, I finally broke through.
Well, that's good. That's good, because there's only going to be a couple more of these. Three or four, perhaps. Thank you, though, Bruce. Thank you for trying.